USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Striking an optimistic tone, President Trump says he's hoping the United States can be back open for business soon.
I'd love to have it open by Easter, okay? I would love to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. I would love to have that. It's such an important day for other reasons, but I'll make it an important day for this, too. I would love to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter.
Speaking on Fox News, President Trump also reminds us,
our people are full of vim and vigor and energy. They don't want to be locked into a house or an apartment or some space.
Democrats and Republicans in the Senate have came to an agreement regarding an economic stimulus package to help Americans and businesses affected by the coronavirus pandemic. A vote could take place in the Senate as early as tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A legendary rap star has a message about the virus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Real important message. I need y'all to stay in the house for me, man.
Snoop Dogg says people need to stay inside their homes as much as possible until the pandemic subsides. California's Governor Gavin Newsom retweeted a video message from the rapper.
I need everybody to stay in the house. I know it's hard, but we got to stay in the house so we can get this thing, you know, under control.
Snoop goes on to say the longer people continue to ignore the advice or, in some cases, violate orders not to go outside or gather in groups, the longer it's going to force Americans to have to isolate. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a chance of tornadoes in the southeastern part of the United States. There's a line of rain and thunderstorms stretching from Missouri to the Carolinas. Some flooding and hail is possible, along with damaging winds and the potential once again for tornadoes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The coronavirus is having a large impact on restaurants across the United States, as most restaurants are now only allowed curbside pickup or to-go orders. Forrest Hidgen is the owner of Gumby's Pizza down in San Marcos, Texas. He tells Fox News what he's doing to stay afloat during these tough times.
You know, we've adapted. We've gone to contact-free delivery where you can place an order online, pay online, and we deliver it without ever even having contact with your customer. And we've just tried to adapt to be different. Thanks to some great leadership here at the state of Texas, Governor Abbott released some great changes, and it's going to allow us to actually start delivering alcohol today. So we're trying to adapt daily. It's a new thing for us. Every morning we wake up, and we're just doing the best to try and keep as many of my employees working and the people here in the local city of San Marcos fed, and we really rely on their help to keep us going.
Restaurants around the country have dubbed Tuesday as Great American Takeout Day. The idea is to order takeout or delivery and post about it on social media using the hashtag GreatAmericanTakeout. Japan is delaying the 2020 Olympics until next year. On NBC's Today Show, NBC Sports primetime host Mike Tirico says the delay was inevitable.
It went downhill so fast and so quickly, as everything has really regarding this.
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has said the games will be held next summer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.